JC Corcoran Podcast.
And tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals welcome K-Hits 96 radio personality JC Corcoran and the Salvation Army to the field of Busch Stadium. JC is celebrating his 25th anniversary of being on the air in St. Louis. JC and the Salvation Army have teamed up over the years, and he's helped raise over $250,000 and gather 50 tons of food. And he's eaten quite a bit of it himself. Tonight, JC will present a check to the Salvation Army for $11,263. The money was raised by K-Hits listeners purchasing tickets to tonight's game. The Salvation Army has helped many in need over the years. The Salvation Army wants you to know that 83 cents of every dollar you give goes to support the mission of the Salvation Army. Major Leniel Richardson on the mound from the Salvation Army, everybody. Thank you, Major. And now with another ceremonial first pitch, JC Corcoran, and catching that pitch will be... Oh, wait, it's me. Give me that glove, John.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
It is Monday, March 18th, 2024. Hi, kids. You're at jcontheline.com, and it's friggin' cold out. Spring arrives tomorrow. That ain't gonna do you any good today. Only 44 for the high today. As we're setting up the podcast right now, it is only 25 degrees outside. 25! That's it! And there's about a 15-mile-an-hour wind, so it feels like it's about 18 degrees outside. This is adding insult to injury. Mother Nature's like, oh, nice, pretty, younger spring is coming along tomorrow, and so you want to forget about winter. Well, here's something to remember me by. Jumping way ahead this morning to a time when summer will be over, Friday, September 6th, concert announcement just made, Enterprise Center, Jeff Lynne, the Over and Out Tour coming to the Enterprise Center. Didn't think we were ever going to get a chance to see anything like this again, but they're going to do it again, Friday, September 6th, Jeff Lynne, ELO, the Over and Out Tour. And I played that little open from my 25th anniversary in St. Louis back in 2009 when they let me throw out the first pitch. And it's interesting because one of the things that made me think of that is that, you know, we got the home opener coming up in about 2 weeks. So it'd be nice if it warm up a little bit, you know. The other reason is we had a 9 o'clock game down here yesterday morning. And I don't know why, but man, did we play in a hard field. It was like asphalt. And to be honest with you, that's one of the things that if you ever do get a chance to be out on the field at Busch Stadium for some reason, that's going to be something you'll recognize and you'll remember. People are always very, very surprised to feel the firmness of the field. I'd rather have a firm field because then you get true bounces. You know, you get a soft field and you just never know what's underneath that softness and it can give funny bounces. You know, the groundskeeping crew at Major League Baseball stadiums all over the country, including Busch Stadium, the groundskeepers sit up there in the press box during the game and they watch for any sort of a weird bounce, any sort of ball that doesn't take a true hop. And I'm telling you, if they see it, they will be out there at the end of the game on their hands and knees, feeling around trying to figure out why that ball got that crooked bounce. They don't like that. They take that shit personally, and it's nice to see people who are passionate and care about their jobs, because a lot of people, as you know, are just sleepwalking through it every day. Well, I'm like the rest of you, and I'm like the rest of Cardinal Nation. I can't figure out what's going on with this Ali Marmol contract extension for 2 years. I've come to the conclusion that there's something going on in that building deep in the bowels of Busch Stadium that we are just never going to understand. There's some sort of a dynamic going on in there that was responsible for bringing Mike Matheny in. We know why we let him go. But then that whole Mike Schilt thing, which I think is one of the darkest marks on the Cardinal baseball legacy and its overall history, that was bullshit, and it's still bullshit. And I'll tell you, when Mike Schilt brings his San Diego Padres into Busch Stadium this summer and he comes out to home plate to deliver the lineup cards before the beginning of the game, I think there should be a rousing standing ovation for the guy. He had a better winning percentage than a lot of revered Cardinal managers down through history, and they still showed him the door because he wasn't a yes man. But there's something going on in that place that we don't understand and that we're not going to understand. And it's sort of dismissive on the part of the Cardinal management. It's borderline hostile when the Cardinal management and the sort of, you know, front office hierarchy doesn't really give a shit about what we think anymore. They just don't care. We're going to do what we're going to do, and you're just going to have to get used to it. That's not a good way to do business, because that will come back to haunt them. I'm telling you, it's going to come back, and it will haunt them. What the hell sort of a message does that send? Not only to everybody. I mean, just think about the message it sends to your own players. Have one of the worst one-loss records in recent Cardinal baseball history, and your reward is a two-year contract extension after we just let a guy go a couple of years ago who was doing great. Something's going on in that building. I'm telling you, something's going on in that building. We'll read about it in a book someday, 30, 40 years from now, when we find out the true story. Cardinals beat the Astros 10-6 yesterday. They're off today. How about the Blues with two power play goals in the third period? We got a four-game winning streak going. And I don't know if you caught this or not. It was in one of the papers, but Layla Anderson, the little girl who had that really awful disease a couple of years ago and who was the sort of de facto mascot and inspirational leader of your St. Louis Blues championship team of 2019. Layla appears to be fully recovered. She has her looks back. Because, as you know, one of the products of the treatment she was getting and the medicine was that, you know, her body, I mean, there's no polite way to say it. I mean, it really ballooned out and really, to a large extent, even disfigured her a little bit. She was still beautiful in all of that. And the lessons that we can learn from a little kid like that, who was like 10 or 11 years old when all this was going on. And her mother, Heather Anderson, handled everything with so much grace and so much class. Well, that little girl just won a cup. She's not just a hockey fan. She's a hockey player, and she's damned good. And her team just won the championship in her league. I just texted her mom a couple of minutes ago, by the way, and just said, you know, just tell Layla that we're all so thrilled to hear about this. And Heather sent back a nice note. She really is appreciative of all the support the family gets. NCAA brackets. Well, the bigger story is the snubs, because the Big East really took a beating. A lot of their teams didn't get bids. Big absences coming out of the ACC, the Big East, the Big 12, the Big 10. Illinois will play Morehead State Thursday. I think it's at 2:10. You might not have any interest in basketball, but it'll still be fun to turn on the TV and watch the cheerleaders cheering Morehead, Morehead. Justin Fields was supposed to be the future of the Chicago Bears. Well, the Bears just traded him to Pittsburgh. They get the first round draft pick, the Bears do, and they're going to use it and get a good quarterback. And you probably have seen the video of this already, because pretty much every news station in the world just kept running this over and over again. Yesterday, you had the Atlantic 10 title game between VCU and Duquesne. They had to halt the game when somebody who had a job yesterday but doesn't have one today hit the wrong button upstairs, and the celebratory confetti and a lot of it fell onto the court with 18 minutes left in the game. Whoops! A case of premature confetti. Poor guy should have been concentrating on batting averages. That wouldn't have happened. We have the St. Patrick's Day aftermath, and it turns out that real Irishmen, and particularly people from Ireland who are either here or still living on the other side of the earth, don't like it when people have no Irish blood claim to on St. Patrick's Day just so they can belong. Apparently, it really irritates them. On Friday night, I checked to see if I have Disney Plus, I think it's called. You know, it's to the point now where I got to go through all this and figure out which of these apps I'm using, which ones I'm not, because I'm paying, like, in some cases, you know, $6, $7, $8, sometimes $10 a month for apps and services that I swear I haven't even used. You know, and $10 here, $10 here, you know, it starts to add up, and pretty soon you're like, I'm spending like $80 a month on shit that I'm not even using. But I checked to see if I got Disney Plus the other night on Friday night, because we had done the story about the Eras Tour. And it's amazing how many people still can't pronounce that correctly. They're saying Eras and variations of Eras. And it's not. It's Eras, as in the plural of era. You know, you had in baseball the dead ball era. It's a measure of time, a period of time. And what this concert tour that Taylor Swift is doing is concentrating on the different eras of her career as she sort of came up in the business. The Eras Tour. That's it. Eras. Anyhow, I figured I only know two Taylor Swift songs. I know, I know three. I know Out of Style, Blank Space, and Shake It Off. I know those three Taylor Swift songs. Don't ask me how, but I do. But beyond that, I've been completely in the dark, but I've been watching all this hysteria about all this. And so on Friday night, they ran the concert video, and I figured, well, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and just plop down for 2.5 hours and watch it, but I'm going to watch, you know, 10, 15 seconds of every song and just sort of watch. Well, let me tell you, 5 minutes into this thing, you realize this is almost like a Broadway show. I should be reviewing this almost the way I would review a movie, because, to be brutally honest, it is incredibly theatrical. And I'll say this, I don't like her music. I'm not even really that crazy about her, although I find these people who can't handle the idea that she found herself a football player and she's in love and everybody's all excited. There's just some people in the world who cannot stand to see people being happy. Those are the people I dislike more than I dislike Taylor Swift. And it's not even that I like her or dislike her. I'm just indifferent to it. It's not my kind of music. Not interested. I don't like chicks who are taller than me. And she is. And so I've had no interest in all. But I sat there. It was pretty amazing. I'd be lying if I said otherwise. The production. You know, I've been to Broadway plays that don't have as much production. And they got all these singers and dancers and actors. That's what I was not prepared for. The actors. And they sort of act out little scenarios like office scenes and things like that. And then, you know, while that's going on behind her, Taylor Swift is stomping around on stage doing her act and singing her songs. And the only thing I guess I can say is that I understand it now much better than I did before. Because if I were into Taylor Swift's music, then I would be absolutely, completely gaga out of my mind over the opportunity to either see her in concert or even to watch this concert film. It's really something to see. I mean, all kidding aside, it is really, really something. And I understand all this a lot better now than I did before. I still don't like her music. If you've seen over the course of the last couple of years any of the pictures of Elizabeth Hurley. Now, I had an opportunity to interview her back in, I don't know, whenever Wayne's World came out. And she was in that, and she looked good, and she was nice. I don't remember anything that was, you know, particularly memorable from the conversation. But like I said, these last couple of years, these pictures are coming out, and she's 50-something now, I guess. And she just looks like a million damn bucks. Well, now she's doing a movie that is being directed by her 21-year-old son, Damien. And there is a sex scene in the movie. And again, keep in mind, she's being directed by her own son, who is 21. And now mom has quit the grin on it and has dropped the linen. And she's on the movie set doing simulated sex, which will attempt to convince us that she's really having sex. And all of this is at the direction of her 21-year-old son. Quote, "He looks after me. It's relaxing knowing someone is behind the camera who looks out for you." End quote. There's some things I'm never going to understand. I'm not the only one who is responding, shall we say, to the Taylor Swift experience. Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, went to a show with his daughter, and he says the community reminded him of the punk rock crowds he grew up with. Here's the quote. They have found their tribe. They were all agreeing on something. End quote. Guy invented the karaoke machine, has died at the age of 100. That's a long time to be subjected to really, really drunken, bad versions of Sweet Caroline. Tonight on TV, you get this shame, blame, and the weight loss revolution. Oprah doing a one-hour special. And, you know, what they're going to say is the stuff is supposed to be used if you have type 2 diabetes. If you don't have type 2 diabetes, you shouldn't really be using it. But if you do, it's got to be under a doctor's care. And there have been stories about people who have taken basically one shot of one of these type 2 diabetes medicines, got sick, and died, sometimes within a few hours. But I think that's true of just about everything now. Look at all the kids with peanut allergies. I'm sure that someday somebody drank coffee and that killed them. But at the end of the day, if it's been prescribed by a doctor, you're under a doctor's care, chances are you're going to be fine. You're going to lose, you know, 10 or 15 pounds, maybe 20, and it's going to bring your A1C down. And there it is. There's the one-hour special in 30 seconds. Late night tonight, Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Robinson, Black Crows. All on with Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's got Christina Applegate, Huey Lewis in the news. They're going to do Harder Rock and Roll. And the rest of the shows are off tonight. I don't know why that would be. All performers, whether you're a singer or a dancer, stand-up comedian, whatever it is, you have a talent agency. That agency represents you. It gets you jobs. It negotiates contracts. It takes care of the business end of whatever your talent is so that you can focus on your talent. It's like anything else. These talent agencies have reps that are spread throughout the comedy clubs and places like that where young talent coming up in the business is spotted by these spotters. They grab them, get them signed to a contract before somebody else finds them. And usually when you are signed by a talent agency, that's it. You're with them for perhaps life. Well, not Bill Maher. Bill Maher left his talent agency because he didn't get an invite to their CEO's pre-Oscars party. Woo! Ouch! The Bob Dylan biopic is coming out, I think sometime, is it this year? Maybe it's this fall. I don't know. Timothy Chalamet playing Bob Dylan. The trailer is up on the internet if you want to look around for it. Kung Fu Panda 4 dethroned Dune Part 2 at the box office over the weekend. Bruno Mars, very talented guy, Uptown Funk You Up, Uptown Funk You Up, reportedly owes $50 million in gambling debt to the MGM in Las Vegas. That's a hell of a tab. And Olivia Rodrigo, who was handing out birth control devices and contraceptives and things like that at her concert in St. Louis last week, will not be doing that at future concerts. Somebody lowered the boom on her on that. All right, birthdays today. Adam Levine from Maroon 5, 45. Queen Latifah, 54. Vanessa Williams, 61. Mike Rowe, that Dirty Jobs guy, is 62. Guy by the name of Jacob Schick. He was a colonel, by the way, and he was a genius. 93 years ago today, 1931, he introduced the first electric razor. And I love this. 1985, 39 years ago today, Major League Baseball Commissioner Peter Ueberroth, my old college roommate, Rick Cerrone, used to work for him. He was the assistant to the commissioner. Anyway, it was on this date, 1985, that Ueberroth reinstated Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays into Major League Baseball. They had both been banned from baseball after accepting public relations jobs with a couple of casinos. My, my, how things have changed. Mickey's gone. Willie's still here. Can you imagine his shock and surprise to see the marriage between the gambling world and Major League Baseball these days? It's like people burning in hell because they ate meat on a Friday during Lent. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Isn't this ruling retroactive? Get me the hell out of here. 30 years ago today, 1994, four guns and 25 boxes of ammo confiscated from Kurt Cobain after his wife called police fearing he was going to commit suicide. He put himself out of his misery 3 weeks later. And Tom Petty went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this day 22 years ago. He went in along with Isaac Hayes, the Ramones, Talking Heads, and Brenda Lee. And there was a movie a while back, The Parent Trap, the remake with Lindsay Lohan. Got a chance to interview Natasha Richardson for that movie. She was very, very nice, very, very pretty. And not long after that, she was very, very dead. Skied into a tree in Quebec. Married to Liam Neeson at the time. And Chuck Berry passed away on this date in 2017. I think I've mentioned this before. You know, I can slap up pictures of me on Facebook and my old friends from my old radio days and people from cities I lived in 40 plus years ago, you know, in Grand Rapids and Flint and Omaha. And I still have friends in most of those places. And about the only time you get to connect with them is on social media, because I'm not going to get in the car and drive all the way to Omaha. So you do this stuff on the internet, on social media. And it doesn't matter. I can put up pictures of some of the most famous people in the world that I've had an opportunity to be photographed with after an interview. But when they see that Chuck Berry picture, they see me and Chuck Berry out on the field at Busch Stadium, that's the one that stops them dead in their tracks. That one really registers with people. Let's talk about poop. 1 gram of your poop has 100 billion bacteria in it and 100 million viruses and other organisms too. You know, I'm pretty proud of my colon for being able to do all that. Pizza-flavored beer is on the way. New Belgium partnered with the frozen pizza brand Tombstone for it. You can sign up to win some at voodooranger.com. They start selling four packs next month for $50. $50 for four bottles? That's $12.50 a bottle. What is this, Busch Stadium? I have long suspected that people are on LinkedIn ostensibly to further their business and do what they say it's supposed to do, which is, you know, network and do things like that. People are using it to hook up. In fact, 52% of people who are on LinkedIn said that they have hooked up with somebody, and I knew it all along. 32-year-old man in Colorado just got busted last month after allegedly getting frisky with some fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. He's facing a slew of charges. Let me tell you, I've been lonely at various times in my life. I've never been quite that lonely. A grocery store and go after the kumquats. And St. Louis set a record for once. It's not for puppy mills or murders or gonorrhea or meth labs, but it's almost as embarrassing. They gathered 355 people to wear underwear on their heads all at the same time a couple of days ago, and they got in the Guinness Book of World Records. Everybody's got to be famous for something. A man sued an airline after they lost his checked luggage, which was filled with crab meat, which of course spoiled, and he sued, and the court gave him $800, even though he wasn't supposed to have perishable items. The court said, quote, if an airline accepts checked baggage, then it assumes liability even if that airline has not agreed to transport certain items, end quote. And the government, mind you, is stepping in to try to stop fast food places like McDonald's from having ice cream machines that are always broken. Yeah, Donald Trump gets reelected in the fall and we lose democracy. We might be getting exactly what we deserve at this point. Tomorrow on the podcast, we're going to visit with our old pal Todd Newton, who you may remember in the old Q106 days as Rick Idle. That was a stage name given to him by, of all people, former Channel 11 sportscaster John Sloan. So he went on from St. Louis disc jockeying on to the E! Channel. It was doing the red carpet arrivals for the Emmys and the Oscars with Melissa Rivers. Then off to the Game Show Network and just doing all that sort of stuff and loving life. One of my best stories about Todd is that one night I'm at home watching Saturday Night Live. It was about 20 years ago. And all of a sudden, they're lampooning him. They got one of the cast members playing Todd Newton, the other one playing Melissa Rivers, and they're doing a spoof. Oh, you know what it was? It must have been, well, I guess it was 93 when Bill Clinton was impeached. It was actually a very funny idea. They did the red carpet arrivals for the impeachment hearings. So like Ken Starr shows up and everything. It was really a funny bit. Well, I know that Todd Newton is not going to see that show for another 2 hours because he's in the Western time zone. So I call him. My message goes straight to voicemail. And I'm like, Todd, it's JC. I can't believe this. You're on Saturday Night Live tonight. So when that show hits 11:30, you got to watch it, man. You're on it. And I didn't find out until a day or two later when he called me back. He was at a LA Kings hockey game with a porn star. He didn't say which one, but he was on a date. I guess it was a first date, too. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was also a blind date. And he's like, man, thanks. You know, I didn't even know that was going to be on. And I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing to be out on a date with somebody and go, hey, when this game is over, let's go home because I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live. You figure you're going to get laid. Well, now it's a porn star, too. Has there ever been more of a sure thing? Anyhow, we'll have Todd on tomorrow talking about his. He's been doing these Price is Right shows, and it's done just like the TV show. You go to some place that's going to be at the factory on Wednesday night, and you come in and you sit down. It looks exactly like the TV show. It's all the same stage stuff, all the same props, all the same type of games. They pull people out of the audience, and he screws around with them and everything. And they get thousands of people into these places. He does these all over the country. When I talked to him over the weekend, he was in Wisconsin somewhere, and every place they go, thousands of people show up, and they give away prizes. I think they're giving away a car on Wednesday night. So all of that stuff. And plus, these women are just like throwing themselves at him when he's on stage. So anyhow, that'll be tomorrow on the podcast. And the show is at the factory on Wednesday night. Pornhub blocked in Texas following a lawsuit over the site's age verification practice. This is going to be a big problem because, you know, Texas loves Bush. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Monday, March 18th, 2024, is in the can on the radio show. 1 week from today, we start 40 years in 40 days. It's my 40th anniversary of arriving in St. Louis in May of 1984, and we back counted 40 working days, and it turns out that it's 1 week from today. So next Monday, we start the countdown, 40 years in 40 days, with highlights of the first 40 years of this mess. That all happening a little bit on the podcast and also on the radio show every morning on 101.5 in St. Louis and still 101.7 west and beyond. We stream it at kwolf.com. 40 years in 40 days starts 1 week from today. And one more note on the weather. You know, the latest snowfall ever to fall in St. Louis was May 2nd of 1929. Dave Murray will tell you, you know, if you're planting or if you're bringing houseplants outside, May 15th, you do it before then and you could get burned. We get these, you know, late frosts and they'll just burn everything right up. So don't be getting any ideas just because it got real warm there for a couple of weeks, actually. And they, you know, this date may move up a little bit with the advent of climate change. But as it is right now, it's still May 15th is the cutoff date before you can really safely bring that stuff outside or do any spring planting. You don't want to waste your time. All right, that's it. If you can spread the word that we're here every day, that sure helps. Let everybody know they can contact me anytime. JC at jcontheline.com. On Facebook, you can find us at The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.